What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the T-Mongoose podcast. I forgot our name there for a second.
What are we doing?
What's up? Welcome to the next, and then I had nothing to say after that, and I was like, wait, no, it's welcome to the, thank you for the listening.
Thank you for the podcast.
Thank you for the podcast, everybody. We'll see you next week. Bye!
All right, good job, guys.
Nailed it.
Yeah, all right. You guys want to get some pizza?
Yeah.
Oh, I love pizza. Fuck, what's this podcast? I don't know how many times we started the podcast and then literally like 5 seconds later, like, all right, we're done. That's it.
It's like every other podcast.
Yeah, I want to just do that 1 week.
Just put it out that way?
Just put it out, yeah. A 10-second podcast. Just be like, hey, what's up, everybody? Goodbye. No, because I usually do like a 30-second intro, so it'll be like a minute, maybe.
A minute. The intro's longer than the actual podcast.
Yeah. Our goodbyes at the end would be longer than the actual podcast. So, how you guys doing? How's your week been?
Eh.
Good? No? Eh. Been working a lot.
It's
huh?
been a yeah. week.
You've woken up early a few times, Alex.
Yeah,
how's
I don't
that been?
Like it. I like that, you know, I go to work early, but I get out early.
Yeah, that's always the best like part when you get out early.
Yeah, I don't like getting up for work, though. I can live without that.
Getting up is bullshit.
Getting it in is not.
Hell no.
Ain't nothing wrong with getting it in.
Listen, when you're getting it in, you be getting it on. And that's...
All night. That's what it's all about.
Goddamn night.
Yep, and that's love.
That's love. Mm-hmm. It's when you get it in all night.
Yep.
All right, everybody. See you next week.
All right, next week. Bye.
So we started a new series. Not so much a new series, but rather another new map on our S&P series.
Another one.
I think we might have to start over.
I think we're good. I think we finally nailed something that we can do for a long time and actually have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, but I think we're going to have to start over.
Why?
Because we've done so much off camera.
Yeah, nah, it's fine. They'll understand. They know what's up. It is kind of getting to a point where we should probably start considering maybe stop playing.
Yeah, but
you guys have gone crazy. I haven't done anything.
No, yeah, Terry, you've been good, but I got into building this fucking castle of mine because I found a volcano and I'm like, oh, sweet, you know, I've never built anything with basalt, which is the material of the volcano that it makes, and I'm like, man, I want to build some, and the first thing that popped in my mind, I was like, oh, I'm gonna build like an evil castle up on top of that other hill. And so I started building this evil castle, and then I was like, oh, wait, I need a center tower, too. So I'm just demolishing this volcano. Just collecting. The volcano's not going to be there when I'm done. I swear to God. It's going to be just like a single pillar of lava that comes out. And then I was like, well, shit, I need a place. I want to move out of the hub, because I'm tired of Alex stealing all my shit.
What?
You were building stuff, and we were sharing chests and stuff, so I was like, you know what? There's no way to tell who's taking what. So I'm just going to move my stuff over. And so I was like, okay, well, if I'm going to move my stuff over, I need a storage room. And so I started building extra rooms, and then I was like, this room's going to be way too small for what I want. And so I changed that into a room that has, like, solar panels and, like, all of my electrical machines. And then Alex came on and was like, we don't have a nether yet. We need glowstone. So I made another room that hosts the nether portal. And I was like, well, shit, I still haven't made my storage room. So now I'm making my storage room. And it has just evolved into this thing this glorious building that I am so proud of, because I'm the micro blocks that we have. You could put so much detail in everything now, and I could turn like regular like block staircases into like custom staircases and put like designs and shit into them, and I'm just like, I can't stop. And it's amazing. And then I made like the storage room, and I was like, oh, what would be awesome if this storage room had like amazing like warehouse lights, so when you turn them on, they like they turn on in sequence, you know. And so I wired that up, and I learned how to use and make wireless transmitters for redstone. And then I was like, shit, now I need an automated system for all of my chests in here. I can't stop. And I know if we keep recording all this stuff, we're just gonna have, I'm never going to catch up. I'm going to have like 40 episodes in the hopper, and it's going to be like next year by the time these episodes come out. But I've convinced myself that it's okay, because people bitch at me for building all the time. So I'm going to do all my building off camera, and then when it's on camera, we can do fun stuff. So there you go. That, and I may have made a diamond making machine that is completely and utterly overpowered, and
it broke the game immediately.
We may or may not have like 2,600 diamonds.
All it is now that we're using the diamonds is fuel for the exchange thingy.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much, that's all we use the diamond for.
I may or may not have made a red matter morning star. But
what is that?
I kind of needed it for construction purposes. I don't want to go into it, because I feel like that is something that we should do on the SMP series. You know, if anything, I want to explain some stuff on the SMP series. But yeah, Terry's been the only one that hasn't really done anything off camera. And actually, I don't think you have done anything off camera, have you, Terry? Have you?
I don't think he's done anything. Period.
Hey, I made a diamond drill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you came on to see my milk farm. And, which is working wonderfully. Cause
sure it is.
It's been running day and night for like 4 days now. And, it has made quite a few diamonds.
I'm going to put something dangerous in my house right now, so.
Okay.
Sounds like a good idea.
I'm going to go put something that may or may not explode.
It can, but it's not going to yet. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make sure it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tell me more.
No, no, no.
Mm-hmm.
Let's but just say it has a children? Warning label on it.
It's going to have a warning label on it?
Oh, it the block itself already has a warning label on it.
Ooh.
I'm just going to put in this chest here.
I'm just going to put this right here.
I'm just going to put that right there. If my house explodes, let me know.
What? You're not going to stay on to like pay attention?
Why would
I mean,
he?
I'll hear it.
I guess that's right there. Yeah, why would he, right?
You guys watch that Armored Kill trailer?
Is there only one?
Yeah.
Then yes, I've
They seen. Show only two of the maps. But they already put the names out for all four.
Thought they did that a while ago.
No. What? When?
I don't know. When they announced the maps. Like, they were the DLC packs.
For the maps? No. They usually announce the maps with a trailer, but they already just gave out the names.
Ooh.
One of them looks like Harvest Day.
Harvest Day?
From Bad Company 2?
Yes.
It's that one that's like a big field, and it's got farms in the beginning, and then as you move through the map.
Oh, yeah. No, I like that one.
Yeah, it looks like that, but it's not Harvest Day.
Wow.
Well, then why should we care, Alex?
Yeah. Tell us why we should care.
All right, fine, whatever. Suck a dick.
All right, fine. You don't have to care, all right? Just going to go back to my room.
I'm excited for it.
Tell us how excited you are.
No. I have to.
No. No. No, no.
I'm not going to do that.
Why? Why, Alex?
Because I don't want to.
Thought we were friends.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Terry, he's being mean again.
Oh.
Shut up.
Why do you do this, Alex?
Yes, cry for me.
Stop that. Stop it.
Is it right in you?
I don't like that.
What am
this
I doing?
This is gross. I don't like what you're doing there. So, yeah, that basically like the last 2 days done nothing but play on our S&P server. I don't know why I find this more interesting than my single player, but I do. Like, my single player has all these mods plus more, but
it's probably because we're there.
Yeah, probably. That and I don't have that milk farm thing on my single player. So.
And now you're just like, shit, I should get one of these.
Yeah, so now that it's in a design based off of Direwolf's milk farm. Mine is more condensed and works better. than his, which I'm a little proud of, because I'm not known for being the most technical with Minecraft stuff, mainly because I forget everything. But I feel pretty good about it. I mean, it's obviously working very well for us, and I'm happy that it's here. Or
and you're just getting it in.
I'm getting it in slowly but surely. I'm getting it in. Don't you worry.
No, I'm not.
Don't you worry about a damn thing.
So, Terry, how you been? You've been kind of sitting in the corner right now.
I have been good. I saw Dark Knight yesterday.
Did you?
Out in Livermore.
Livermore? Jesus. Why?
Yeah, because we were going to do IMAX originally.
Who's we?
Me and Israel and his uncle.
Manuel, yeah. Okay, I was going to say Maurice for some reason. I was like, that's not Maurice. That's all Spanish, you know.
I guess they have this other thing there called D-Box.
Oh, yeah. You went in D-Box?
Yeah, we went and did D-Box.
Ooh, yes, share your experience.
Basically what that is, it's like the chairs are like motorized, so they'll like shake when the action is happening, like when you're in a car, it'll like slightly rumble, like you're in the car or whatever. When there's explosions and stuff, the seats will shake and all that.
Yeah.
It was pretty good, except it would do that like during fight scenes. So like when he's like punching people and flipping it, you're like getting flung left or right in your chair, and it's like, no, I'm not in the fight. I'm not getting hit right now.
So wait, when like Batman was like Batman was throwing the other guy, your chair would.
The chair would like shake.
But you're not. We're not the bad guy. We're Batman.
I'm not the bad guy. I'm just watching.
No, we're Batman.
But yeah, there was that. It was pretty good. The movie was really good.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, some people... I've been reading a lot of mixed things about it, like via Twitter and everything like that. Is people kind of came back mixed. I don't really know how else to say it, just mixed.
Yeah, well, they can shut up.
I don't know how to feel about
it. It was a good ending to the trilogy? Or yes. Nolan's trilogy?
Yes, it was.
Did he leave it open-ended at all?
Kinda? I don't know.
He left it so it can be continued to whoever else picks it up?
Yeah, and they are gonna do that. They are making another one, but it's not gonna be him.
It's
doing.
Not gonna be Nolan, yeah.
Yeah.
So why should we care?
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Because of how it ends, it's definitely a motive. No one would go and see the next one. because for two reasons, because it's not Nolan doing it, and because of, you know, where it gets left off.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. I don't want to spoil it.
Right. Yeah. Please don't. I still gotta go free. I gotta go free Spider-Man.
Free Spider-Man.
Yeah, he's trapped.
He's trapped.
He's trapped. He sent me a text. He goes, "Bro, I need some help."
Okay.
He's in some shit.
You better go do that then.
And and this podcast. I was like, dude, busy.
Send him a text back, busy.
and then he sent me a sad face, and I was just like, God. And I was like, this is why I blocked your number first the first time. And he sent me another sad face.
That's Spider-Man.
Then he sent me that picture that said, "Feels bad, man." And I'm like...
While he's held captive.
Well, he's got 4G. Wi-Fi. Yeah.
Well, that's nice of his captors.
He's getting held at a Holiday Inn.
Yeah, and he says it's gorgeous there.
I'm sure it is.
He says that he has never met a friendlier staff than those at Holiday Inn.
And his captors.
This podcast sponsored by Holiday Inn. So, Holiday Inn, I'll expect our check next week. All right, podcast over.
All right.
Hey, got our sponsor plug in. We're good. So, yeah, I got to go free Spider-Man.
What more can be expected of us at that point, you know?
Oh, why is this off?
Well, after the sponsor plug, we're done, right?
Yeah.
Because that's what it's going to be. I mean, as soon as we get a sponsor, it's just going to be all about them and screw quality, you know?
Yeah,
it's just,
who needs it?
It is a vehicle to drive ads.
What does that word even mean, you know?
What?
Quality.
What does it mean to you, Terry?
Yes.
It means we get paid and do the bare minimum of work, and you guys listen to
right.
it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's yeah, it.
No, that's right. it. Yeah. No, you nailed it.
Right on the head.
Yep.
All right.
Hashtag over. Knowledge.
Hashtag knowledge.
Yep.
That's for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
little
there. Just a little
bit of knowledge for you.
Right there.
Just a little bit. You know.
Because I got to save the good stuff for me.
Well, you can't just throw it all out, because then people will be like, well, I heard this already. And you'd be like, shit, that's right.
No, he's right.
I thought of it.
So, you gotta pepper it in and out, you know?
Mm-hmm. You get
mm-hmm.
it.
No, I get it, okay?
You got it in.
I'm getting it in. I'm getting it in on the D. Why?
I don't even know what we're talking about. Just
lost me completely.
I was coming up with a new saying, getting it in on the D. It's getting in on daily.
Right. I thought that was already a saying we were saying.
Right, but you gotta add more to it, because what if you get it in yearly?
No,
getting it in every day yearly.
Who does that, Dwight?
I do. I'm on that level right now, Terry.
You just
we
said
need
you
to
did it daily.
Right, but I do it daily yearly is what I'm saying. We need to come up with another saying to accommodate people on my level. Know what I mean?
You have a very odd level.
Yeah, I can't even follow you right now.
That's because you guys aren't on my level. And I think that the people that are on my level need to have a meeting so we can discuss the next term, because you guys will not understand it until you get to where I'm at. And that's
are
just
you
your
even
life
where
now.
You're at?
Yeah. Do you know where you're at right now?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Go on.
No. Not until we have our meeting. I'm not saying another word. Have fun on the podcast.
Fuck you.
Dwight out. That's a DO right there, right? That's a Dwight out. It's kind of like having your power out, but...
Not.
It's not.
But no one's going to come and
fix
it. Because
a blackout is no power. Brownout is sort of like a flash. And whiteout is like you still have your power and everything's fine.
And nothing really happened at all.
Nothing's happened and you're fine. Get it?
I'm starting to, maybe. No. I don't know.
I don't get it. You're good. I'm glad we had this discussion.
I'm not. I'm more confused coming out of this discussion than I was going in.
Do you want me to explain it again?
No. No, I do not.
Are you sure? Because I can.
I
know you can.
I'm real good at explaining things, guys. I don't know if you know this, but I've done a tutorial or two in my days. And all of them have been immensely successful. They're just tearing up the charts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. Nah, everything's fine. Everybody knows. Do a quick hashtag knowledge on that conversation. Because we all came out smarter people because of it.
Did we, though?
I did. I'm sure I did.
I don't know.
Nah,
debatable.
Didn't.
Debatable.
It's really not.
But it is. So.
I like how our last like 10 minutes of conversation have really just been of nothing.
It's been nothing.
It's been just nothing. But that's the podcast.
That's why they're here.
Yeah. That's why we have the podcast, is so we can talk about absolutely nothing and make it a conversation.
Somehow pull out a conversation from it.
That's why Team Mongoose is superior to other podcasts.
To other teams.
There you go. Mm-hmm. To other teams. That works too.
If you're not looking to gain any real knowledge, of course.
Yeah. If you're not looking to gain anything from our podcast,
any kind of educational value, or
anything of life at all, then our podcast is for you. And that really should be our description of the podcast.
Like, if you're looking to gain nothing from our conversation, this podcast is for you.
Yeah, there you go. That's pretty good. We could put that in there, but you know that would require me to put some sort of effort into renaming or something.
Big on effort, you know.
The thing is, with effort comes
responsibility.
Great responsibility.
Yes, there. Sure. I wasn't even going to complete that thought.
Not what I
would
have gone with, but sure.
I wasn't even going to put the effort into putting the effort in to explaining effort. So thank you for doing it for me, because this has been a complete waste of my time. Goodbye, guys.
<It's podcast>.
I am way better than this and above all of you, and need to move on in my life. The next
so
stage
fuck
of my
all
life.
You. Have a good day.
So enjoy these middle fingers I bought on eBay. They're inflatable.
They were on sale. I have a lot of them.
I have so many of them that it is probably illegal.
Probably illegal.
Probably. Maybe.
I don't even
want to go into it. I shouldn't even mention the fact that they could be illegal, because...
Look, it's your right as an American citizen to have whatever you want.
Oh,
at any
okay.
time.
Okay. That makes sense.
Makes sense to me when I made it up.
Well.
Let it never be said that I don't know what I'm talking about. I know. Okay?
You know things, Terry.
And I know a lot of things.
That's why we...
People don't take me seriously, but I know a lot of things.
That's why we have the hashtag knowledge, because without it, people wouldn't know what to take from our conversations.
People wouldn't know anything, to be
they
honest.
Wouldn't
it
know
wasn't
shit.
For us.
Without our Twitters as a whole, people would just go, just be stupid.
Go crazy.
They would, because school is too much work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So to save time, we just condense all that information in under 140 characters on Twitter.
Which is
because
quite a feat in itself.
That's how people learn, you know? You gotta give them bullet points. Just bam, bam, bam.
Let's start a new Twitter that's just called Condensed Information or something like that. And then, like, it'll just spew all of any historical fact that we deem is
true
is true. True. There you go. That people need to know just to live life type of deal, you know?
That's a lot of people need to know to live life. Little known fact.
Yeah, knowledge.
Factoid.
Yeah, there you go. And without our little tidbits, you guys are just going to go blissfully unaware of all of these things that you are unaware of. And it's our responsibility as teachers.
We don't want to see you like that.
We don't want to see you dumb.
We don't want to see you.
That looks bad on us. As teachers.
As educators.
As sophisticated educators of this generation.
You're making us look bad.
This power has been bestowed upon us by the teachers of the National Teachers of
National Teachers Association of Teachers.
Association of Teachers of the world. Not of America, of the world, people.
Get it right.
We're worldwide here.
That getting it in worldwide. Right.
Getting it in worldwide with little kids' minds.
we gotta get
the knowledge rolling.
So much that.
You guys are really harshing my buzz here.
I don't mean
that as I am drinking. I mean that as in I get high on knowledge and drunk off of history.
What are we talking about?
Can we have just an entire podcast of just bullshit?
Is it even possible? Right now, it's happening.
It's happening right now.
It's happening. This is
happening live.
God damn. Does that? I feel like that speaks volumes of our intelligence. Whoops. I feel like no other human being.
No, it doesn't even touch our volume.
You don't think so?
No, I've seen a lot of things we've done, and it doesn't.
I've seen our videos. This is not near where we are.
We're capable of so much more.
It goes way deeper than you think.
We can give the world so much more. That is the word of the day. That and Skype certified.
Skype certified.
Probably
Skype certified.
Yeah, we're this podcast podcast is Skype certified for sure.
Obviously,
we had to get Skype certified.
They wouldn't let us do it without it.
Yeah, it was part of our contract with Skype. This podcast brought to you by our sponsor Skype.
Getting it in with Skype.
Yep. That's what it says on their headphones.
Yeah, that's a new thing now.
We would know. We're sponsored by them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's their new slogan. We pitched it and they said no. But then we
just ran with it.
Yeah, but we said,
you got to take risks in this industry.
The thing is that they're not us. Therefore, when we said yes, that's not us telling them, like suggesting. That's us, actually. We're doing this.
This is what we're going to do.
Yeah, no.
You're either on board or you're not, but it's going to happen.
Yeah. This is your slogan now. I don't know. This isn't a suggestion. This is going to happen. And it's going to happen hard. Hard and fast.
They didn't think we were serious.
It seems to be a problem with a lot of people we talk to. I feel like a lot of people don't take us seriously, and I think that's a...
That's a mistake on their part.
That's a big mistake on their part. They're going to go away a worse person in life.
For not trusting in us.
Not trusting us. So, fuck them.
So, we're really following through with the whole bullshit podcast thing today, huh?
Oh, I mean, what else do we got to talk about? I mean, the podcast is late.
Well.
The podcast is late because of
talk about... our feelings.
Okay.
How do you feel right now?
I feel really sad about the podcast being late.
I feel nothing for it being late.
I honestly don't care.
All right.
We're on
my
time right now.
We're on the air with Puddles.
That's right.
Puddles, let's hear your feelings. Where you at?
Sword Art. New episode today, huh?
What?
Sword Art.
That anime.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Saturdays. For those of you who aren't getting it in with the anime, we're all collectively, me, Terry, and Alex, because I don't know if anybody else is watching it, are watching a new anime. Just started 3 weeks ago.
Sure.
I assume it's because we're on our third episode.
July 7th, I think it started.
Fucking amazing. It's called Sword Art Online, or SAO, I guess. SAO.
It's basically Dot Hack without all the drama and bitching and crying.
It's Dot Hack without the bitching. That's what it is.
Just so much better.
It's so good. It's like,
3 episodes in and it's already so much better.
Yeah.
And far less confusing.
And I feel like they've gone farther than Dot Hack did. For those of you who do not know, Dot Hack was an old anime. Is an old anime. It's a piece of shit anime.
It was bogged down with so much crying and drama and whining and not enough explaining what's happening and, action.
So it's a piece of shit anime. It was a long time ago. It's basically about what would it be like if to play an MMO with your own body type of deal.
You're in virtual reality kind of thing. Yeah. You put this headset on and then you get basically transported into the game virtually. The thing is, the guy who made the game basically hijacked it right after it came out. First they had the beta, then it released, and then all these people got it, 10,000 people or something. And he basically hijacked the game, made it impossible to log out, and disabled a failsafe in the headset that made it so if you try to take it off, or if somebody else tries to take the headset off, it basically microwaves your brain and you die. And also, that also happens when you die in the game.
Yeah, So it's basically you die in the game, you die in real life type of deal, and you can't leave.
And you can't leave.
It's an MMO, so like they can level up. Well, actually, I don't know if they can level up.
Yeah, like, they can level and all that stuff.
Are you sure? Because it seemed like they could just get items.
Well, yeah, they get items, but they level up as well.
Okay, well, yeah, they level up, and they get items and stuff like that. Badass moment where he gets cape, pops that bitch on.
And the whole objective is the guy that hijacked it basically gave them a challenge. You need to get to the 100th level of this tower dungeon thing, and if you make it there, then he'll let you go.
Right. And the beta testers only got to level 8.
A lot of people have already died, and they haven't even done the first
boss.
First floor, yeah.
Yeah.
They had just found the first floor, because apparently that's hard to find.
The tower's hard to find?
Apparently, that's what they were saying in the anime. Like, it's been a month since we've been in.
2,000 people have died.
2,000 people have died. And the new party has come together and finally found the first floor of the dungeon.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
And one thing they never mentioned, like actually in the story, but apparently they did in the manga it's based on, is all the victims have basically been transported to a hospital by now, and they're all hooked up to like IVs and stuff, and that's how they're alive a month after this happened.
I was gonna say that seems to be another thing. I was like, dude, when they eat in game, does that mean they really eat?
They're not really eating, but they experience the flavor. Was another thing that happened in the anime, but they didn't explain it.
Well, what the fuck, anime?
Yeah, so people basically eat for fun because, it's normal and they can taste it because, it's hooked up to have the headset up to their brain.
But, so they don't actually, they don't have like a hunger thing in the game. There's no hunger in the game.
No, there's no hunger or anything.
The food is just probably purely for like health reasons.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense.
I had to read into that. Like they were saying in the comments, like, oh, they never talk about it, but this happened.
I wonder if we can find the manga somewhere, or if it would, if we would want to read it.
I'm sure it's up somewhere.
I don't want to
find it.
You can find it online. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Who are we?
Well, the thing is that, you know, like, it's going to be ahead of the TV show, obviously. Would we want to ruin it type of thing? You know what I mean?
No.
No?
It's only going to be like a 13-episode dealie.
See, yeah, I dosed 100 levels in 13 episodes. How are you going to do that?
Would you really want to see 100 levels of
the time? You could do 100 levels in RO in like 20 minutes.
Yeah, Dwight.
Shit. All right, so we got 20 minutes of footage left to look forward to for this anime. I want to know how they're going to do that. Are they just going to have like a one episode where it's just montage time?
They'll probably, you know, they'll basically time skip between episodes like they did already. They had episode one, and then episode two was a month after episode one.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, so they'll probably open every episode saying, all right, we're up to this level now. We're up to this level now. We lost this many people, you know?
Well, I'm not... I don't know. I don't really hate the fact that it's only 13, because that means, you know, we're not waiting years and years for it to finish, but... I would like to see progression, you know? That's what kind of intrigues me about shows and stuff, is the progression, you know? Because I'm sure this level one boss isn't going to be the only one that they're going to struggle against. You know? Because level two boss is going to be harder.
I'm very surprised they struggled against level one.
Yeah, that so was... it's... Yeah, and they had different moves and stuff. So obviously level two, all of them are going to be different, you know, than what he's already known or used to.
Because that was the other thing. He's the main character was a beta tester for the game, so he's already experienced with it.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, most of the people in the game have like turned against the beta testers because they basically blame them for the people that have died for not helping them.
For not sticking around and helping people, but instead like going ahead and just playing the game. You know,
yeah.
Basically taking. That's another thing they said, is like taking all the good quests and killing all the mobs and stuff like that. Mobs respawn, and quests are by person.
Yeah, but you know how it is in, like, you know, the release, the starting zones of release, you know? Just a bunch of people hogging all the mobs.
Right, so you just, you know, wait it out. I mean,
well,
fucking hang out.
In a normal situation, yeah. But in a situation where you're going to die in real life if you die in the game, you kind of want to get stronger.
So what, they're going to pull a World of Warcraft from South Park and just, like, kill the boars forever until they're super high level?
Well, that's the point. That's what they have to do, because they can't get to the good stuff.
But they found the tower. They could just grind the tower, right?
No, because it's only bosses in the tower, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah, like, they walk in and it's just boss time.
Yeah. Didn't you see the second episode?
No.
No?
No. You gotta watch that, because that's where it fucking kicks off.
Yeah, that's good shit right there. First episode was basically just getting shit together.
First episode, just get into it, like, quick. You have, like, 10 minutes of how the game works, and then, you know, 15 minutes of everything going to hell.
Right. And, that's fine. I like that.
Episode 2, dive right into the first boss.
Yep. Or they dive into the fact that a party came along and whatever, and then they're like, "All right, let's get together. Let's
do it."
Also, we hate all beta testers, and if you're a beta tester, say something so we can kick your ass.
That part was funny, though.
Yeah.
Where that guy came up and says, "Listen here, motherfucker."
Yeah, he goes, "You see this book? Huh? This book was available to everybody, and it has everything in it. All right."
So shut the fuck up.
So shut up.
Written by the beta testers.
Even though that book is technically wrong now, apparently.
Outdated information now, but...
Outdated.
Hey, they tried.
Hey, it was there, okay? Because they can't blame them now, because, like, they don't know now.
Also, what they did, which was hilarious, was the bad guy made it so everybody looks the way they do in real life.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody looked, you know, all nice and, you know, perfect or whatever. And then he's like, fuck that. Look at the mirror in your item thing. Then bam, everybody turned to what they actually look like in real life. There were girls that turned into dudes. And it was
dudes that turned into super old dudes.
Yeah.
Ah, good stuff.
Good times.
Mm-hmm. You're like, You told me you were a girl. You told me you were 17. I thought that was so fucking funny. They nailed it on that. And I could not be more happy about that. I like shows that actually know their audience or actually know what they're talking about, you know?
Tell
it's
me,
good stuff.
Dude.
So yeah, Sword Art Online, first two eps up on the Crunchyrolls.
Oh, they're doing simulcast or whatever. So it comes out the day that it comes out in Japan.
Yep.
All subbed and everything. If you're premium, you get that nice 1080p.
Oh, it's beautiful. Like, honestly, Crunchyroll is killing it with the quality, man.
Yeah.
I wish every site was like that. Shit, I wish Hulu was like that, because Hulu is not...
Hulu
is... not that great. Hulu is 480p.
Hulu is, like, 480 all the time.
All the time. There is no HD suggestion. It's always 480. Granted... it is a good 480. It is a good 480. It's no
it is
720,
a strong 480.
But it is a solid 480. But it's just I don't know. I wish they had an HD. You know, I want to watch my cooking shows, fucking the HD. And I got you and Spanchan hooked on MasterChef. I noticed.
Yeah.
I'm damn proud of. That was a good show.
Good show. Good show.
If you guys want some extra to watch, too, the previous seasons, I think, are still on Hulu as well.
I probably won't watch the previous seasons.
They're just as good. I mean, they don't have fucking Blind Girl.
Blind Girl, killing it.
She's killing it.
Except
this
for last week.
Yeah, I was going to say, this last week was the first time she wasn't, and it kind of, like, kind of lowered the morale of everyone. Like,
like if she can't do it.
Yeah, these guys are supposed to be competing against this Blind Girl, and they're like, oh, shit, she's not doing good.
Oh no, honey, no.
Oh no, listen, don't listen to Gordon.
Don't
okay?
listen to
it
him.
Was,
he doesn't know what he's
delicious.
Talking about.
Look, I'm eating it.
Look, I'm eating it.
It's so good.
It's like shaking their head to everybody else, like, no. Hey, come on, guys, come try some. Come over here.
No, thank you.
Say you're busy.
I'll be there in a second.
No, I won't.
Every other week, though, she's killing it.
Killing it. And I like that Felix girl. Glad she won a little mystery box challenge.
Meh.
And
then she failed it, though. Like
she did. She really. The thing is like I understand where she's coming from. Like. She doesn't want to. She doesn't want to seem like someone
still,
who takes it.
Come on.
Yeah. I know.
You're in it to win it. You don't have time to be messing around.
Yeah, that
as long
is
as
true.
You're good, you're safe. But if you gamble and you fail,
it's over.
You suck.
Yeah.
You suck.
For those of you who don't know, she had a choice of fishes and stuff like that for the next dish that everybody had to do, and she got to choose who cooked what fish. What type of fish, rather.
So you know, she could have picked an easy fish to cook
like
for her.
Salmon and trout, I think, was the other one?
Yeah.
I can't.
But
yeah.
She chose the harder fish. Well,
no,
not
she chose
the
medium.
She chose the medium.
Yeah.
Harder than the easy one.
Yeah.
And
then.
She blew it.
She wasn't bottom three, though. She just, like, you know, they were disappointed. It's like, you had the ability to get an easy fish.
Yeah.
I thought what was great. Is that the people that she gave the easy fish to? Alex's cousin and Carlos
what?
Juan Ramirez Jr.
Yeah, your cousin. What?
Fucking.
Cousin's on the show.
They both bombed with the fucking
the
easy
fish. I'm glad Alex's cousin is gone.
Me too?
Me
too?
Three?
He's fucking blasting with creativity, though. His genius is exploding with
yes, his genius is exploding from it, as he pointed out. And the chefs just don't understand.
He says that all the time. It's great. Because he fails
like,
all the time.
He'll be making his food, and then the judges will come up and be like, really? You're doing that? Are you stupid? And he'll be like, don't worry, it'll be fine.
Yeah, like, he's sitting there like, you. Fucking...
don't do that!
He's grinning cheek to cheek, and he's like, no, listen, hey, Gordon, it's going to be great.
He's failed like every week I've seen him.
He did it twice, too, for both dishes this last episode, which is great. The first dish, he did it, and then Gordon comes up to me and says, oh, you're doing this, huh? And he's like, yeah,
no, it'll be fine.
Are you sure? And he's like, no, it's good. Hey, Gordon.
Hey,
it's going to be delicious, all right? Don't you worry about me, all
right? Your best friend, right?
Yeah. It's going to be good, okay? And then, like, he fails, fucks up, loses. And then, like, the elimination challenge comes up, and he's doing another thing, and he's trying to sous-vide a fucking, I think he had the salmon. And that's just not something you do. Like, even Gordon comes up, and he goes, you're gonna do that? Why are you doing
why
this?
Why are you doing?
And then he just looks up, all smiling, and he goes, hey, Gordon.
Come on.
Hey, come on. It's me, all right?
Look at my eyes. It's me. Come on.
Hey, I'm going to make it work, all right?
Look at my eyes. Roll them.
Even Gordon tasted it, and he spit it out. He's like, what are you doing? Mm-mm.
Don't do that.
It's like, no.
Hey, come on. It'll be fine.
Hey, come on. He does it anyways. And then it's not good. What happened? He's surprised that it does it good.
The chefs just don't understand my palate.
Yeah, they don't. That's what he says every time he loses in the confessional thing. He's like, they just don't understand where I'm coming from. They don't get it.
It's their fault.
Fantastic. I love the show. It's a good show. And I'm happy to hear that you and Spanchen are watching it. For those of you who haven't watched it, you guys should get on top of that. It's worth it. Watch this current season of MasterChef. It's on Hulu. I'll definitely watch from episode one all the way through, and you guys will be right on the level with us. But yeah, Alex, your cousin's there. Well, he's not there anymore. He's gone now.
He got the X.
But yeah, me and Terry have been kind of giving nicknames to everything. And I brought up the fact, I started calling this guy Alex, your cousin. Terry was right on board. I didn't even have to explain it. He knew immediately. It's good stuff. Then Juan Carlos Ramirez Jr.
We call him that because he looks like you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe
he has the same sort of creative genius that you do.
He would be a great chef.
Hey, I would have understood what he's trying to do.
You would have loved all
he's
this.
Just sitting there like, yeah, no, I get it.
Hey, listen, my cousin loves these dishes. He loves my food. I don't have to sit here and take this shit.
What do you mean you don't like it?
It's good enough for me. It's good enough for you.
What do you mean you don't like it?
I don't know what your problem is, all right?
I'll tell you what, though. I really did like how they brought in Big Boy to do one of the competitions with him.
Oh, yeah, the judge?
Yeah, I keep forgetting his name. It's Gordon, Joe, and...
It's not Steve.
Whatever, I forget his name. But they brought him in to do one of the challenges with them, so they can see what a professional chef would have done in the same situation. I kind of wish they would do that all the time. Like, I feel like that's a missed opportunity to get more popularity for the show. Like, bring in other chefs, like Bobby Flay, he has a fucking cooking show. The Guy Fieri. Basically, all the other chefs and stuff on
the fucking guy Ferrari out there, you'd be good.
Yeah, you know, I don't think he's like a really good chef, though. I think he's just a guy who really likes burgers. But I'm saying, like, I feel like if they brought in other chefs from the Food Network to like cook alongside them, you know, just to see what they do, I think that would be good for ratings, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really liked that episode. I thought it was awesome. So.
And everybody failed that day. Got it?
What?
That I, yeah.
I thought you guys were going to input anything on that.
Nope, that's it.
So I got to play with the, what's it called? The Nexus 7 or whatever.
No shit. When?
Israel got it. Yeah. Okay,
so it's not good, is
it? Yeah.
So what?
Is it not good?
It's not good. I mean, it's right, a tablet. It was. I couldn't really play with it to its fullest because there was no Wi-Fi or anything.
Oh,
but
right.
Apparently, it has a camera, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't come with a camera app.
What?
Yeah.
So you gotta download one?
Apparently.
Okay, so let's take it back another step. What is the Nexus?
It's a tablet by Google.
A Gaggle tablet?
Gaggle tablet.
A Gaggle tablet. Alright. So we got a Gaggle tablet.
I mean,
what is it for?
To be honest, even without the Wi-Fi, I wasn't terribly impressed.
What the fuck are you doing, Alex?
No HDMI out or anything like that.
Really?
Yeah. It's a decent size, though. It's like 7-inch or something like that. It's like big, but it's...
That's smaller than the iPad.
Yeah. Which I like. It's nice and light.
Really?
It's got enough space on the screen. It's good. It's a good size.
That's
for carrying it around and everything.
So what did you do on it?
Played some Super Nintendo. He had some pretty good games. Yeah, a nice selection of Super Nintendo ROMs on it.
Wait, okay, no, let's roll back. I'm very intrigued by this Super Nintendo thing because a mobile Super Nintendo would be amazing.
Well, that was the nice thing about it. Since it's on a tablet and the shape of the tablet, it's more like kind of like a long rectangle. You could have it sitting vertically, you know, instead of horizontally.
Mm-hmm.
And then the controller takes up the whole bottom of the screen. And then this actual game screen is up top, and it fits nice and perfect. And it worked really well like that.
But how did it run the Super Nintendo things?
Oh, it ran it fine.
Just fine, huh? Yeah. No slowdown, nothing?
That's Super Nintendo, bro. My phone can run a Super Nintendo fucking app. That's no big deal.
Yeah, well, mine too, but still.
It's supposed to have really good battery life, too, like 10 hours.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's probably not 10 hours continuous, though.
I think it was.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
Tablet? I think it's like 250.
Really?
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's a good price. How big's the hard drive in it?
I have no idea.
Let's do a quick gaggle on the Gaggle tableau. Tabla. So, gaggle.com. Oh, wait, sorry. Google.com.
Whatever. If you ain't gaggling, fuck you.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay. It is an affordable 7-inch tablet at Gaggle.io.
All right.
There's the specs.
Gaggle fits complete.
It runs Android Jelly Bean. It has a 1280 by 800 resolution, which means it can do 720p. Just it'd be, you know, little black borders.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. It has a NVIDIA Tegra 3 quad core clocked at 1.3 gigahertz. First tablet to be quad core, I'll tell you that much.
Nice.
Has a gig RAM, which is kind of shitty.
Yeah, well, it's a tablet.
Right, you know. 8 gig and 16 gig versions. He probably got the 8 gig. 1.2 megapixel front-facing camera. Battery life is rated at 8 hours.
8 hours.
Yeah.
8 hours
just
idle
says
or
8
what?
Hours.
Just 8 hours.
Oh, it looks like the 8 gig is 200 and the 16 is 250.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah. Looks nice. Let me see if I can't find something updated. Because what I just read seemed to be outdated. Apparently, the Nexus 7 is the Android media tablet that the Kindle Fire was supposed to be.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That seems like a huge step fire. Up.
Hmm?
It's a huge step up from a tablet.
Yeah,
but, well.
Fucking Kindle Fire.
It's a decent tablet.
It looks like a giant cell phone. Because it's not big enough to look like a tablet, but it's not small enough to be a phone. Yeah, the shape as well. It looks just like my phone. Just a big version of my phone.
Yeah.
Which is not saying much, because I have a 4.3-inch screen, I think. And that's a 7.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I like the shape a lot. I like the size of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Hmm.
Like, that's a very mobile tablet.
How is the screen? Like, the quality of the screen?
Oh, the screen looked great.
Did it?
Apparently it's got a Gorilla Glass, too, on the screen.
It says right here that it doesn't match the Retina display of the iPad, but it says, do not mistake that. This is a great tablet.
There you go.
Interesting.
Internet confirms. Great tablet. Yeah. Buy it. $200.
And the iPad is also like $300 more than that.
Yeah.
Than this pad, so.
Which is just Apple products in general.
There you go.
You look at anyone else, if it's like $200, you'd better double it for Apple.
Which really drives home the fact that with Google coming out with something this affordable, that fucking Microsoft Surface is gonna be, that's gonna be great. It's gonna be gravy, dude. It's gonna be priced great.
It better.
It better be, yeah.
Pissed if it isn't.
I don't know if we ever went in. I don't think it's been announced if it was like a dual core or a quad core. I hope it's a quad core. Now that I see the Nexus is a quad, I'm like, friggin' Surface. Well, it says it's going to have an i5 in it, but the thing is, there's dual core i5s, so. What i5? Quad core, dual core, what's it going to be? Huh, Microsoft? Huh? Microsoft? Hey. Hey.
Microsoft. He's talking to you.
Hey. Who's that? Hey, you're going to love it.
You're going to learn today.
So that's neat. I saw you guys were promoting it in your store, weren't you?
Yeah, we're taking reserves on it and everything.
You're selling it as well?
Yes.
Interesting. Hmm. Yeah, if I wasn't so keen on the Surface, I'd consider getting it. But the thing is, like, I like the Surface because it's going to be running an actual operating system, you know? That's the seller for me.
Which is the dream.
Oh, God. It's going to be fantastic if it really comes through, you know. If not, a little sad. Mm. By a little sad, I mean a lot sad. I mean, I'm going to cry for at least a week.
And that is your right as an American, to cry like a little bitch for a week.
Exactly. That's why I love America.
Because they don't care if I cry.
America,
I could cry in America, and no one says I can't.
We'll just say they're manly tears.
Yeah, like no, I got something in both my eyes, and it really hurts. A bee, two bees stung me in the eyes, and man, it hurts.
Boy, are my arms tired.
Man. So, all right. So new tablet. Got you got Dark Knight. We got Minecraft. I still got a film. It's every Saturday. The day's already half over, and I've been up since 4 a.m. There should have been no reason.
Look,
like, shouldn't have filmed it already.
Look, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. All right.
Really?
This is America.
Okay. Can I go cry instead of doing Service Saturday?
Did I not just say this was America?
You did.
So you gonna start crying or what?
We're waiting.
Oh,
do it.
Well, that was too much.
You don't cry so much. Do it.
I don't work well under pressure, and I can't commit to something like that on such short notice.
On the daily.
I'm watching Alex on top of my mountain.
Hey.
He's off in the distance. Hey. He's running around. What?
Hey.
So you got an iron chest?
On my center? On my chest? Yeah. No? It's my battery pack. Where are you? Ooh. Where the hell are you?
I'm on my mountain.
Oh. Hey!
I'm just zoomed in on you. We're playing Minecraft.
Hey, where are you going? Yeah,
I'm coming back at my castle. Fuck you.
You're going to learn today.
I'm very, very excited to play more of this. And the thing is like, I just want to keep designing stuff because I don't really want to do a whole lot of actual playing without, you know, us filming it. You know what I mean?
No.
Okay. Yeah, it's not me.
Yeah, you know me.
And I want to live stream it, too. I feel like people would enjoy watching a live SMP episode, you know?
They probably will.
Yeah. Because I can't stream a whole lot of games just purely out of the fact that it crashes. Like, I would have streamed Diablo a lot more if it didn't fucking freeze my exploit every 2 seconds. That and exploit is a major hog, and I don't want to take the frame dumps, you know?
Yeah.
Because we're doing a lot here.
A lot doesn't even begin to describe what we're doing.
It's a start. It's a beginning.
No.
So how well do you think you know Industrial Craft?
I'm still learning it, but I've got a good grasp on it.
Yeah. I think you might actually know more than I do at this point about Industrial Craft.
Yeah, why is that?
It's not a mod that I've ever really gone into. It's always been a mod that I've used, technically, like in the Technic pack. It's always been a part of it, Industrial Mod and Buildcraft and everything like that, but I've always just done Buildcraft stuff. And I never went into Industrial Mod. I don't know why. It's because it's interesting things. You know, you can grind ores down into dust and then you get twice as much, you know, and then there's machines that smelt stuff at, like, the speed of light.
Yeah, that's I got that going.
Yeah, so there's, like, a lot of, like, really cool things that you can do in it, and I don't know why I've never gone into it. So I've been slowly learning it, but I'm in my design mode right now, so, like, I've just been designing and building things and destroying a volcano. So that's where I've been.
That black area by your castle?
Behind my place? Yeah, that's a volcano. Well, it's sort of like a pancake now. Because not so much a volcano anymore as it is just dirt.
Yeah, I was like, this doesn't look like a volcano.
Yeah, that's a volcano.
Like a little shit thing there.
It'll probably be completely done by the time I'm done. And then getting marble as well. Because once you find some marble, you find a lot of marble. So.
I want Terry to hop on and do something.
I think he's waiting for the eyes to be on him. Terry's a star, and he needs to wait for his fans.
My genius needs to explode forth on camera.
That's true. Truer words have never been said. Except for Alex's cousin on MasterChef. Everything he says.
Hey, he knows what he's doing. Just gotta have a little faith in him.
They gave him... I'm surprised they didn't kick him out sooner, honestly. Because that motherfucker fucked up so many goddamn times.
Every possible...
Every chance that he got, he fucked up. And they just kept him. Like, he wasn't the worst because someone else fucked up a little bit more. And it's awful. And the thing is, I don't want to really go back into, like, talking about MasterChef a lot, but I don't like Monty that much anymore.
I have no problem with Monty.
I don't hate her.
She takes so much shit from everyone, Dwight. She is trying so much harder.
So did Alex's cousin. But the thing is that I just don't feel it from her. I'm not feeling the vibe from her.
Look, she proved herself.
Alex,
last
you don't
week.
Bring that over here, okay? I know what that is. You keep that away from my house.
Hey, but I just want to show you. Come here, look.
Yeah, no, I know what it does.
Come here, Dwight. You gotta see this.
Stay away from my home.
Come here.
I don't have doors yet.
You don't have a bridge or a rail system yet either.
I'll get that. I'll get
no,
to that.
No, you know what? You stay there
it.
In your horrible exile. my legs.
Just go through the mountain.
No.
You could do it with that. You just got to charge it up and then just go for it.
Got to wind it up.
Don't change that, pig.
It won't work now. I don't get it.
What do you mean now?
Like, it worked before. I was fucking around with a cow or a chicken or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You're but now it doesn't want to chicken. Do anything.
He's talking about the Philosopher's Stone, for those of you who don't know. And
Yes.
It shoots a little orb, and if you shoot it at a vanilla Minecraft enemy or
mob
or animal, just anything, it'll change their whatever they are into something else.
Like a bunny.
It's not working, though.
You broke it.
I don't know. It shoots the ores, but it's not doing anything.
Yeah. So, Monty, I don't hate her, but I'm not digging her anymore. I'm not rooting for her. She's just kind
I was
of
never
there for
rooting
me.
For her. I mean,
really?
But
who are you
everyone was, like,
for?
Giving her all this shit, and, like, I don't understand why.
You
know,
may or may not have just broke your button, Alex. I'm sorry.
You fuck. What?
I'm not even rooting for anybody for that matter, yeah. But I mean, I'm rooting for a blind chick. I know she's at least going to make it to the top, like, two. Because they're going to milk
two?
The shit out of that. Yeah, they're going to milk the shit out of that.
Well, I think they already have.
No, it's going to keep going.
You
oh!
I think it's going
to
keep going.
Everyone wants to see the blind girl win. And they're going to pull in the Eagle Raptor and keep her on the show for until the end.
They didn't keep Eagle Raptor on, though. They got rid of him after episode 3.
No, he made it longer than that. Well,
no,
there was not even that many episodes. Out of, like, 6 episodes?
Oh, I don't know. I stopped watching. I stopped watching after they got rid of Eagle Raptor.
That's the thing. Like, everybody's going to stop watching as soon as they get rid of the blind girl.
Stop watching the Eagle Raptor show.
See, MasterChef already has a good audience, though. Fucking that PSN thing? No one watched that! their last, like, 2 seasons of it, each episode only got, like, 5,000 views. And then Ego Raptor gets on, and then it gets, like, 800,000 or something? I don't know. Something insane.
And they kept him in the tags for every episode.
And then they kept him in the tags for every episode.
No, we still got him.
Yeah.
Please and watch our show.
Please.
You didn't see the other people's names in those fucking tags. No.
No. Why would you?
And then
you
they
want...
got rid of him because they thought he was trying to promote himself.
Well, he
promote
was.
Himself on what? Your shitty
well,
show that gets, like, a just a drop of views compared to what Eagle Raptor videos get. You know? That's like saying, that's like bringing the president to, like, to anything, basically, in America and be like, hey, are you just, what are you here for, huh? Well, you think you could run this?
You know
run
Eagle
this?
Raptor didn't want the job.
Oh, you know for sure you didn't want want the job, but you know.
He's already got a good job.
The other people there weren't fit for the job either, though, I feel. Just because you fucking like video games doesn't mean that you could be like.
That actually knew his shit.
What guy?
I don't remember his name.
Do you describe him? Because I don't remember the names anyways.
Skinny Mexican dude had a red shirt the first day. See, it's nope. I don't know how he did or whatever, but that first day, like, he knew his shit. Like, he could tell you about, like, Sony as a company and, you know, they owned and all that.
Yep.
And what developers were doing what.
Yeah, he's a big Sony guy.
Yeah. Him, I could see. Everybody else is like, I like video games.
Yeah, I like video games.
Jester.
Me too.
Get paid $10 an hour.
No, it wasn't to become a video game tester. It was to
I know, but they didn't know that going in. Because that was the big surprise, the first thing. Like, not only are you going to be a tester, you're going to help produce video games. Surprise!
Or something, I don't know.
I don't know.
Some people just paid me $10. I was just walking by and they said, hey, come host our show real quick.
Come here. Okay.
Oh, do I have to? What's it for? The tester. What? It's a Sony show. Oh, do I have to?
No, thank you. Okay, $50. Alright,
I guess.
Make it $55. Alright, fine. Fine.
Yeah, no, everybody else had no business being there.
I don't understand what they were trying to do with that show, because it obviously wasn't good.
Mm-mm.
Like, they had to have known that. I mean, Sony's not stupid. They're Fortune 500 company. They're not known for making dumb mistakes, you know.
Really? Remember that whole outage they had?
Well, aside from that, okay.
Remember
that one
ad
time.
Campaign they had for the PSP when they were putting out the white PSP?
No.
They had, like, this big ad went up in, like, Sweden or something. It wasn't in America. It was over in Europe or something. They had this whole ad campaign about how the white is so much better than black. And they had these two models. It was a black model, like, all painted black, and then a white model, all painted white. And it was, like, the white one was, like, trashing the black one. And it had, under the thing,
oh,
it said,
that doesn't
white
sound
eats black.
Good at all.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was bad.
Okay, but those two times, okay.
Remember that time they tried to make Super Smash Brothers?
Listen, Sony's trying really hard, okay? They try so hard to be relevant.
To be
okay.
Relevant?
Aside from those three times, they're doing great.
Or Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah. I remember that. That was a good game. But then it was a bad game. And then it was a bad spokesperson. I liked the game. Wait, the early versions of the game? That was like the shit for the time.
That was shit at the time.
It was the shit.
You were
in the Nintendo phase at that point. I had PlayStation, a PS1, and I was stuck playing these pieces of shit.
I fucking loved it.
Amazing.
I love PS1. I hated Crash Bandicoot and never acknowledged him as the mascot.
They made him the mascot.
You know what? I didn't really play much Crash Bandicoot, but then I didn't really see him as the mascot either.
Right?
You would look at the... Like, back then, video game magazine covers, and it'd be like Mario versus Sonic versus Crash Bandicoot, and I'm like, why is
he
there?
It was only that because...
Who's that?
He was the only, like, character, mascot-y character.
Yeah, that's the thing. He was the only, like, cartoonish...
Still doesn't have anything that you can really call, like, a mascot.
They have, well, now they're putting, like, Kratos and shit in, like, their games.
Yeah,
but I mean, that's, like... That's not
I know. It's not his mascot, but I mean, what else they got, you know?
Yeah, okay, all right. Face of Nintendo, Mario.
Obviously, yeah.
Without question, Mario. I mean, there is a lot of them, but
Sega had Sonic.
Sega had Sonic.
They
the problem
do.
With Microsoft and, well, Microsoft.
I would say Master Chief, honestly.
Yeah, Halo. I was going to say, yeah, Master Chief, yeah.
Master Chief.
PlayStation, though, they don't make any first-party games. It's all, you know, developers under Sony.
Hmm.
Nintendo made Mario. Nintendo made Mario. Nintendo didn't publish Mario games. Well,
Nintendo
did.
Has all their iconic characters.
Yeah, all of their iconic characters they made.
Yep.
Sega, their iconic characters... Or character, really only. Sonic is, like, the big one.
Sega was only around for so long, so it, like...
Yeah, but they had stuff like fucking Ristar and all that. And
Ristar, they had the Knights thing.
Yeah, Knights.
Yeah, Knights, yeah. Knights.
Yeah, I enjoyed Knights.
All of those, Sega made.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft made Halo, at the very least, which is, you know, Master Chief, that's pretty much all they have is Halo.
Yeah.
I don't know. They also have it's by Epic, but they also have Gears of War.
Right, but Master Chief is their poster child.
Yeah.
It's really what drove the 360 home. was the was Halo, you know. That was what. Or well, not even the 360, excuse me, the original Xbox as well, because Halo 1 was on that.
Yeah.
It's been a while. So yeah, that was it was on there. And then, you know, Anniversary Edition or whatever came over to the 360. But by far, I mean, you see Master Chief, first system you think of is a, you know, 360. Yeah. Or Xbox, rather. I keep saying 360. But, you know, it's Xbox. So yeah, that's obvious. That is their what's the word? Mascot thing. Thank you. Yeah. And Nintendo has so many iconic characters that they can use.
Yeah.
Honestly, anything. Sony, what? The thing is that we're not Sony fans, really. Like, none of us play PS3.
But we know.
I am a Sony fan. I don't care for PS3, though. I fucking love my PS2. PS3 has some good games that I wish I could
really
play.
Liked my PS1.
Uncharted is good. I've watched Uncharted. I've not played Uncharted.
Well,
Little Big Planet is great. I really want to play Journey.
Right there. Those two things that you just said right there is Uncharted and Little Big Planet. Those could be their mascots right there, because there's a lot of times where I see PlayStation ads and then you see a Little Big Planet.
Yeah, you Little know, Big Planet is probably their closest.
You know,
but I mean,
or,
they
Drake
didn't make it
from Uncharted.
My thing. It's
not their first party thing.
They didn't make it.
Well, technically, Microsoft didn't make Master Chief. Bungie did.
That's true.
So, you know, what's wrong
so
with
only
giving
Nintendo
Sony
and Sega ever?
Yeah, created their own original characters. So I guess
that were successful.
If you want to reach for it, I would say Drake. Honestly, Drake and Sackboy.
I would say Sackboy is the most mascot-y.
Mascot-y for sure. Spokesman, though, I mean, because Master Chief isn't technically a mascot, he is more of a
that's why I wouldn't character. Really, you know,
but he's become their icon,
say. He's become their icon, not so much mascot,
just like Mario would be the icon of.
If you want to get into icons, then yeah, we can include like all the PlayStation's characters,
right?
All of them that are going to be in that game,
yeah.
Super Smash Bros.
And all the extra third-party people they're pulling.
Super PlayStation Brothers.
Super PlayStation Brothers.
So,
I want to make that clear, though. I don't hate Sony. I love Sony.
Yeah, I don't think we hate Sony. That's, I wouldn't say.
Just don't play their games.
I never play their games. That's the thing. I just don't.
Well, I have an excuse, though. I don't have a PlayStation.
That's true.
My excuse is that all the games that I buy for my PlayStation are the same games I play on the 360. Aside from the Uncharted series and the time I own Little Big Planet, and then you broke it, and then I got rid of it, and I never rebought it. It was a fun game, but it was only fun when playing with another person. And then Uncharted, I never personally played through it. My dad played through it, and then I helped him out on a few areas. Like, he couldn't do the last mission of the game, and I just kind of came in and did it real quick without playing any of the other game. Which I thought was funny. And then I bought him 2 and 3 for his birthday. And Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, Red Dead Redemption, and something else that I forgot, but
Red Dead's a fine game.
It is. It honestly is. And I thought he would actually really like it, but he says he just can't get into it. He's not feeling it, and I find it really hard to believe. Because like the storyline's solid in that game, you know.
Yeah.
And I feel like it should be something easy for him to play. I think he said the controls or something were kind of fucking with him, because you know he's just like every other, you know, just typical dad. He doesn't understand the controls, really. Like, I think, I feel like he loses.
Which I don't get, like.
Well, we grew up around it. We grew up with the progression of the joysticks and everything like that. And he didn't.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not even picking it up fresh, you know. It's not that bad.
I'm not sure. Old habits die hard or something. I don't know.
Like my dad can play Halo.
Yeah, is any good at it?
He's all right.
Yeah. Do you see him getting lost a whole lot, though?
Huh?
Do you see him get lost at all? Like, viewpoint-wise, where he's kind of at? He can kind of get where he is, but he's kind of chunky with it.
He doesn't get lost, but when he's playing multiplayer, he tends to fixate on one person, you know, and doesn't pay attention to other people shooting at
him. He's one of those vengeful people.
So you're saying he'll
see someone and he'll just, you know, lock on and...
Well, yeah, no, that's what... Yeah, well, that's how my dad is as well. Because, you know, they don't understand. Yeah. There's multiple people that are trying to get you dead. You know, if you can't get that one guy to quit, then just leave him be. Move on.
He sees her. He's like, there's my bitch.
That ass.
He's like, who do I want? He's looking around. Sees the one guy shaking in his boots. There's my bitch.
That's the one. So yeah, I don't know. I feel the same thing with my dad, though. I feel like if he just kept playing, you know, he would be fine at it. You know, he'd understand how to the joysticks and everything like that.
The paddles.
Yeah, excuse me. Just fine.
As older gentlemen like to call it.
Paddles.
Paddles.
So if he just used his paddles more, he'd be fine.
I'll get these paddles.
Why is there two of them? Why aren't these ones paddles?
I don't understand the world anymore.
Paddles.
They're called paddles, not sticks. And you call me a noob.
Yeah, I was actually really thinking that he'd get into Red Dead Redemption. If anything, you know, the cowboy game, you know, it's back in the old West. It's simple, you know. There's not a whole lot of mechanics to it.
You point and shoot, even at the slow motion bullet time kind of deal.
Which I don't think he knows that he can do.
That thing is awesome, and it like levels up too. Like at first, all you get is the slowdown. And then next, you can, like, target people. Like, you'll point over them, then click, and it'll target that and say, I want that one. And then the third one, you can just swipe your aim, your crosshair over people, and it'll automatically lock them. So just be out of the group of people. You'll just point, you know, to the side, swipe it across, and target everybody, and let it fly.
Let it fly.
Get
it. Let it fly, Marty.
It's a good game.
Yep,
sad game.
Yeah, but yeah, it was a good game. Nevertheless, I felt like they left it kind of open ended, though.
Kind of, but I mean, I don't want to spoil it. But I mean, it's been out for what, 2 years now?
It's probably longer. You know, I want to say longer.
But I don't care about fucking Marston's kid.
No.
No, I could give a shit. He was fucking annoying.
Yeah, I can give you that. Why are you calling me right now?
Because Yamo be there, and you ain't there. So, that's your problem. What are you going to do about that?
Where are you at?
Yamo not be there. You know
what I
mean? What? It was an answer to your question.
Not the right answer. You had your chance, you blew it, and that's it.
Well, you know what? You win some, you lose some.
You lose all of them.
And Terry wins them all.
I lose some of them, but I lose
not
gracefully.
According to him.
And
there's nothing graceful about flipping a table and calling everyone in the room a bitch.
I don't know if you've seen how gracefully that table flew across the room as it landed back on its legs.
I did not.
And that's why you lose this battle. There you go. That's
bam,
a little example for you guys of Terry losing and me winning. Gracefully as ever. Beautiful as ever. Makeup untouched, unsmeared. And you are a fool. Forever challenging me Ever.
Damn, he's putting you on blast right now.
Well,
bro.
Now I just feel stupid.
Well, there you go.
I feel very uncomfortable being in this room right now.
As you should be.
Tension.
I think I'm gonna go.
Guys, I gotta go. Just get scared.
You guys can fight it out.
I want nothing to do with this, alright?
You're a part of this. You are not getting away from
Alex.
This.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit, this isn't what I wanted.
Oh, shit. Why do I always do this? Why does this always happen with new boys I meet?
This isn't happening.
Every time.
This isn't happening. This is my nightmare.
This is my nightmare!
We're
back to the bullshit, huh?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, if we don't have any news to talk about, I'm just like, how much longer do we have to talk? I don't know how long this has gone. Should we just keep going? That's how we end up with, like, 2-hour podcasts, because I don't know how long we've gone for. Because we get on a call, it's not, like, immediate to business. It never is.
Nope.
There's been plenty of times where I've asked you to come over so we can work on shit, and then it's like 6 hours later, and you know, we haven't done shit. It just happens. So, I don't know how long this podcast is going, and without any news articles to talk about, well, it's kind of shitty. We could talk about something a little depressing.
Breaking news: my Dratini just evolved. Yeah.
Your Martini just evolved?
Dratini.
Oh, Martini, okay. Oh, Terry's Martini evolved.
Yeah, and I'm about to get a Dragonite and kick everybody's ass. So, what's up?
You're still playing Red?
Yep.
How far are you?
I'm in Saffron City.
Saffron.
And he's getting it in on Saffron.
Getting it in on Saffron City.
Yay!
Oh, well, are you playing, like, Original Red or, like, Fire Red?
Original Red. Getting it in on Original Red.
Does Fire Red have new Pokemon, or is it the original?
I think it does.
It does after you beat the game.
What?
Wait, so you can go to Johto after you beat the game?
Yeah, you can go to the new region after you beat the game.
What, is it another game after that?
Essentially. No.
It's like you go through the first region, right? Fucking all 8 cities or whatever the fuck they are to get the badges. You beat the Pokemon League, then you get another region that you can go through to get a total of 16 badges.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a total of 16, so you go through 8 more badges?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but it's a whole other area. It's like you play the place from Red and Blue, then you beat the game, and then the place from Gold and Silver unlocks and you can travel through there.
Hmm. I don't know if I like that.
They did it in Gold and Silver, I think, right, Terry?
Yeah.
That's where it started.
I never,
I
started playing
Gold. Yeah, you go back
gold.
To the original one, Gold and Silver, after you beat the game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe I did beat the game and just kind of stopped playing after that. Because I was like, alright, I'm done, and then that was it. I'm still playing White. I think I chose White this time. I don't know. It's hard to play through that game. it's hard for me to accept what it is and what the game has become.
Yeah.
It's
supposed to have a good story for once, though.
Really?
Yeah, it's supposed to have some kind of story to it.
That must have been really hard for them. I'm serious. Why are you laughing?
I'm serious, period, right now.
Call me serious, period, because I have never been more serial about this.
I would play Black or White if I could play it on my DS.
I think I would enjoy it a lot more, if I could play it on an actual handheld.
My only thing is I would want, to have online capability.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's kind of, it's a little depressing, like in the back of my head playing Red on my phone. it's like, oh man, I could play Pokemon again, but wait, I can't get half the Pokemon, and I can't evolve some of them because I can't trade, and there's no battling, so this is all kind of empty.
Hmm. It wasn't like that for me as a kid, though, when I'm playing the game, because I never had a link cable. Oh. Like, the only time I ever had access to a link cable was...
Me
like,
and my brother got our Game Boys and our Pokemon games on the same day, so we had to get a link cable.
You had to?
Yeah, because we had to fight each other. Come on!
No.
We're it was in a race. It was the race the whole time. Like, we were like, what level are you at? Level 30. That's cute. I'm 40.
Did you do the rare candy cheat to beat him up?
I use some rare candy sometimes, but luckily
like the glitch though.
Oh, the glitch to dupe it or whatever. Yes. I think I did like on my like third playthrough. I didn't do it the first time though, because fuck that. Rare candy.
I didn't know about
stupid.
It on the first time.
Rare candy makes you gimp.
Yeah, that is also true. You know. That sort of goes along with any game, sort really. Because the leveling makes sense. I mean, you level as a trainer, you know, alongside
them. Not
even
plus
that.
It literally makes your Pokemon gimp. Because there's this whole, like, underlying EV system thing.
Oh, yeah. That shit.
Where basically, depending on the Pokemon that you battle, every battle you'll get a certain point towards a stat. So, say you fight a Rattata or whatever. That'll give you, like, one EV point towards speed for the Pokemon that beat him. And every 4 points, it gives you a full stat to whatever stat got the 4 points, you know? So basically, when you level without fighting anything, you end up with weaker stats by the end, by max level.
No shit.
Yeah, because you get a bonus for battling.
So if
I was not aware of this.
Yeah, if you're like a level 100 Rare Candy and you're going up against a level 100 Eevee trainer, you're going to get
fucked.
Wrecked.
He's going to roll over you because he's got like twice the stats that you have because you didn't battle.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Luckily, I didn't do a lot of Rare Candy back then. And after I read that, I was like, fuck yeah. I always hated Rare Candy.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of it, but you know, like... Like you said, third playthrough through, I was just like, wait, what's this? I could do it? Okay, fuck it, whatever. And then, like, everything, you know? Just everything.
It's
whatever,
good enough. It's good enough for, you know, the in-game trainers and stuff, but against other people, it's not a good idea.
So, they had that even in Red and Blue?
Yeah, it was a lot simpler in Red and Blue, but they had it.
That's insane.
Now there's, like, a whole other one. There's EVs and IVs. And now there's, nice. Like, there's traits. Like, your Pokemon can be timid or aggressive or whatever.
Yeah, I saw that. I have no idea what the fuck that is.
It determines their base stats and what their potential max stats can be, you know?
So I guess a timid one isn't going to be...
An adamant, I think, is more... You'll end up with higher strength and physical defense. And then timid is, like, you'll end up with higher special attack or whatever... But yeah, the traits determine the final stats and the beginning stats.
That's insane.
Because I remember reading up on that shit when I got a Soul Silver.
Mm-hmm.
I got my fucking Dragonite, Adamant Dragonite, fucking maxed out his attack and speed. Fucking rolled through people.
I did not know any of this.
Yeah, I was reading. I didn't know that it existed in the originals until I read about it for Soul Silver, and I was like, "Fuck, that's intense." I wish I had known that.
Yeah, no, that would have like revolutionized like my battles that I did have, you know, because I'm pretty sure those fucks didn't know either.
Nope. Those assholes.
Yeah, these ass fucks over here. You know, and what was it? Sixth grade. Fuck those ass fucks. Fucking douches. I'm over here with 1,000 speed Rattatat kicking your ass. You know?
Really wish I would have known that.
So it depends on the thing that you fight?
Yeah, because each Pokemon has, like, a rating, or they'll give you a certain amount of EV points. depending on what it is. So, you know, obviously the Pokemon that you would, it's pretty obvious. Like the Pokemon that you would say are like fast Pokemon, they're the ones that will give you points towards speed. The ones that are like stronger will give you more to strength. The ones more defensive, like rock Pokemon, will give you more to defense, you know? So it makes perfect sense.
It does. As far honestly, as
identifying
I mean,
what will give you what.
I'm pretty impressed with Pokemon right now.
Yeah, it gets intense.
I am.
That's why breeding, when they added breeding, that's why that took off. Because then people are just like breeding to get the right, you know, the perfect trait or whatever. The
perfect specimen.
The perfect personality. And then start at base stats and then just focus on taking them to areas where, okay, you'll get this many EV points to whatever stat you need for that.
Well, that's what I'm saying is, like, if you could just fight, because speed is a big deal, you know, because you don't want to miss. I assume dexterity is probably in there as well.
There's no dex.
No dex? Is it just speed?
It's just speed. Speed.
Okay.
It doesn't determine accuracy. Accuracy is, like, not even
a trait.
It is, though. Well, it's not there, but accuracy
is. Yeah, it's not represented, but I mean, speed will help you dodge. It's
okay,
less,
well,
it's less about how accurate your Pokemon is and more about how fast the one taking the hit is, you know?
Okay. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Well, yeah, that's what people would do. They'd breed, start fresh, get the perfect trait, and they'd go, you know, to the specific areas and only kill certain things to get the perfect stats.
That's insane.
Yeah.
So, like, people who have or go to like these Pokemon championships or whatever.
Yeah, they know this shit.
Or tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little bit more epic than what has previously led to be to leave. Other than just like, I'm gonna smash your Eevee because you brought an Eevee to a tournament type of thing. Like your Eevee is gonna end up smashing me because.
It's gotten a whole lot more complicated, too. You got fucking baton passes now or whatever that is.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like a move where you can take the buffs that you have on one Pokemon and pass it off to another one, and then you switch them in, and then it's crazy now.
What?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Let me know, guys, like on my Twitter or fan page or something, if you guys are like fucking hardcore Pokemans. Masters, so I can laugh at you, first off. second off, I'm a little curious about this. I had no idea. And, like, is there, like, a set, like, group of Pokemans out there that are good? Like, as, like, the unbeatable team? Like, is
well,
there
yeah, you'll have
of-
your banned ones. Like, I don't think they even use legendaries in, like, tournaments anymore.
Really?
Well, no, there's legendaries, but it's like how it was in that little battle simulator thing that's out now. You'll have the Uber ones, where it's like they're legendary and they're like overpowered legendary. And then they'll ban them. It's like a fighting game.
Oh,
they'll ban the ones that are overpowered.
The Net Battler thing we used to do?
Yeah, the Net Battler. How it said it showed some of them were Uber.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, because I played with you guys for a little bit.
Yeah.
On that thing. That was pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah, but I'm just waiting for that whole, the full experience, you know?
What full experience are you talking
keep
about?
Keep waiting.
Yeah, I can keep waiting for a while. The full, what? You know, online Pokemon experience. Not just battling simulations, but like, you know.
What, you want actual Pokemon?
All that.
Like, what? He wants the actual Pokemon MMO.
Oh, yeah. That would be cool.
It's not going to happen.
No.
There's a lot of, like, indie. I don't even want to say indie, but, you know.
Person.
There's people out there making their own little homemade versions, but none of them are good.
All of them suck.
There it is. None of them are good.
Dwight, are you still online?
Yeah. I'm.
Go towards your volcano. Go that direction of your volcano, towards the snow. That's where I'm at. I need to show you something.
Oh, okay. I think a Pokemon MMO would be amazing.
Yeah.
And, or even like a Monster Hunter one. I'll go with that.
They have that. It's not English yet, but it's there.
Well, what about Monster Rancher, Monster Hunter 3 or
Monster
whatever?
Rancher is the one I was talking about.
Yeah. Oh, no. Monster Rancher's dead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry for your loss.
It was cool on PlayStation. I liked the game they had on PlayStation.
Yeah, that's the thing. It was like me and Sam played the fuck out of that game.
Because that was awesome. You just take any disc that you have and put it in. They'll give you a random monster. It's awesome.
Yeah. Like, how cool. Like, it was so innovative back then, like games were.
That was a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But, nope. Gone.
I'm really sad about that. Oh, there's the snow.
Yeah. And we may have talked about this already, but the guy that made the creator of Pokemon, whatever, I guess a few years back, he was interviewed on why they hadn't done that yet, why they haven't made an MMO.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, well, it's about, because Pokemon is about trading and, you know, having personal contact with people, and you can't do that online. You fast forward to now, and you have fucking online trading, online battling with robots, basically.
That's true, yeah.
You don't even battle unless you're doing it like system to system. When you battle online, you're battling a robot with a team made by a player. They upload their team, and then basically the robot plays it.
Mm-hmm.
And that trading, sucks. you basically put your Pokemon up on an auction house and walk away. Like, there's no personal anything anymore in that series, so there's really no reason not to do.
I feel like it's a big, like, it's a huge missed opportunity. You could make so much money.
You can make so much more money.
More money.
Like,
yes,
if the problem is that they feel like they're not going to be able to sell Pokemon anymore, that's a mistake.
Yeah, you're stupid. You won't be able to sell. Hold on, Alex. Were you alive in this hole?
There, you found the hole. That was one blast.
Of what?
Of Nova Cataclysm.
Oh, why are you doing that?
Because I wanted to see how destructive it is.
It's pretty big. Around you can see it on the map. That's how I found this area. Because I looked on the map and I was like, there's a crater there.
You guys have arms race or something?
A bombs race?
An arms race?
No. No, I was destroying a volcano.
Test how destructive some weapon was.
You remember, Terry, when we briefed up the TNT blast or whatever, the creeper damage?
Yeah.
Well, I have a bomb that does about the same amount.
It does a little bit more than that.
They say four of these together is equivalent to a nuke.
Ooh, I don't like that.
Why are you putting that?
Yeah.
I built it because I wanted to see how. I only brought one with me, so I don't have more on me.
Good. Don't make that anymore.
I just
scary.
Wanted to test it. That's why I came all the way out here.
Well, thank God you brought it all the way out here to a biome we all hate.
Yeah.
Back to my volcano. Back to the Pokemon MMO thing. That's...
It's stupid.
It is. It really is. And I want... Why can't, like, a third-party developer or something just make something... It would obviously be Pokemon, but you know, they would have to change a lot of stuff to avoid copyright issues and crap.
But you just want a monster game, basically.
I want a monster game where you can you have to tame monsters. Like, you find them, and there's certain ways to capture
something
them.
Something like that.
Right. And then you have them, and
have
you can deploy them.
What's it called? Shin Megami.
Shin Megami, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what you do in that game.
Is it MMO?
Yeah.
Yeah, you played it.
I don't remember that. What is it?
Shin Megami Tensei Online.
Okay, let me hold on. Shin Mu.
Imagine.
Is it like Mu, like Kamu?
Here, let me.
I'm going to link it in a second. Just
Shin Megami.
Stop what you're doing.
Anime.
You're doing it wrong.
Shin Megami on anime. All right.
Hey, Brenny.
Hey.
Hey, Brenny.
Oh. Brenny's in the call. We're doing the podcast right now.
Oh, hey, podcast.
Yeah.
How long have you been here?
I've been lurking for a while.
Just sitting there with his pants off, jacking it. It's like, Pokemon.
Wow. I thought I was like right in with when the call stopped, but it started a while ago.
No, we started like 2 hours ago.
Well, I just
in fact,
I
was getting
Skype.
Near the end of. Yeah. Are you guys sure I played this game?
I don't.
Is that
know.
Like? It was, is it even in English? It doesn't sound very like.
Yeah,
like, it's an Atlas game.
Only time I played it was with Terry and Bootsy.
Yeah, I remember you guys showing me screenshots
and
of it.
And then we went back. Or I went.
You went back.
Are you sure I took it with me?
No, no, I would have remembered this.
Oh,
that
the page
bullshit right
loads
there.
Awesome.
I don't think you would
have. You know what, Terry? I'll give you that. I'll give you that, because I may not remember some things, but I would have remembered this.
I think if you played it again,
YouTube a video.
I, that's the thing. It's like, should we play it again to see if I'm really like bullshitting or what?
I like it.
This I think it was good.
Shit to do now.
Beast Orgy video.
Yeah, we'll play it.
Let's play it. Okay, guys, we're gonna play Shin Megami Techno. We're gonna play Shin Megami Techno, and you guys can play with us too. I'm probably gonna be some form of potato. Probably potatio, since potato is probably taken.
Oh, Mr.
Because I don't want to run around as orgy. Then people, they give me free items, and I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, take this. You can just give them to me if you don't want them.
Mm, but then you got to deal with them.
Okay.
Like, hey, that guy was.
I got to deal with all these free items.
Oh, oh no.
Yeah, but you got to do some in return before you get them.
Oh, I'll suck a little virtual D.
Okay, as long as you're okay with it.
Oh yeah, no, I mean, if you're good, roll female character, you're good to go.
Female,
battle's
there
done.
We go.
All right, we're gonna play this this game. I don't even know. I already forgot what it's called.
Shin Megami games are good.
And thanks for listening to the podcast. And go subscribe to Brandy Beast. He was a big part of this podcast.
Yeah, the pillar of this podcast. And,
the pillar of this podcast. We couldn't have done it today without you, so thank you very much, Brenny.
I came in for support, you know?
And you did it.
And you did it.
You know, our morale is boosted. We're feeling it.
We all feel
I seriously thought you just started. Like, I saw the beep beep, and I'm like, oh, they just started. I'm going to go.
Didn't even bother looking at the time where it was 2 hours ago when I said that.
I'm tired. It's not my fault.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week, hopefully on time this time.
Sometimes things get complicated.
Sometimes things get complicated.
Sometimes things get complicated.
Sometimes things get complicated.